Hello and welcome back to Crazy Cat Conversations. I'm Dutch Zane.
And now I'm Big Cat, Crazy Cat. Bienvenidos otra vez para Conversaciones de Gatos Locos.
The loose translation is welcome everyone to the conversation of crazy cats. Or is that what it is?
Bitch, I just said the name of our podcast.
Come on, man. I'm not as fluent as you.
Why would I say anything else but the name of the podcast?
I said it backwards. Because in Spanish, it's backwards.
Okay. I love you.
It's
okay.
Late. I'm tired. But we wanted to talk today.
Yeah. How you feeling after this election?
It went on. The not knowing part of it went on way too long. And that shit was weird.
Everything feels kind of fucking reality showsy lately. Like, what the fuck is it?
Yes.
Why? What's with the fucking... I think benefits from this.
That's what our society has turned into, and because we see so many people on TV pulling these types of antics, then people start to, you know, they imitate what they see, and they think that that's the status quo because they see it on screens everywhere. So they're like, "Well, it's okay for me to act like this because I see others acting like this." And
when people say when reality imitates TV. Isn't TV based on reality? Because this is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I know the quote you're trying to say. I forget. Like, art imitates life, but life imitates art.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a mirror. It's like a reciprocal.
Nevada took too long to count them fucking ballots. Fucking
they were like, one dream come true.
Yo, definitely, they wanted that motherfucker out their fucking White House.
Well, here's the thing about it. Okay, so what I feel besides it taking too long, it had me getting a little anxious, just the not knowing, you know? Yeah. Obviously, with the president-elect being Biden, I'm just hoping that at the least, because, you know, like, there's not that much difference between the parties if you really get down to it, but I hope at the least that it changes the tone of our, you know, of our racial tensions in this country and kind of, you know, people who have been emboldened by the standby stuff.
Stand by, stand down.
Can relax.
Yeah, that sounds like a Navy SEAL team. Would you stand down for further? Really? Mm-hmm. Fucking stupid, bro.
And I mean, they're talking about doing recounts and.
Like, why?
You know,
nigga, you lost.
You know, some people aren't gracious about way things go when they win or when they lose. You know, he wasn't a gracious winner, nor is he going to be a gracious loser.
Oh man. I know that all too well.
He loves to play Dragon Ball Z Fighters.
Oh my god, it's so fucking...
With my other partner.
Skip over. Why do I enjoy playing DBZ Fighters? It has something to do with the fucking polyamory thing.
Wait, really?
Yes, why do I enjoy it? I do enjoy playing the game. I got pretty good at it.
Okay.
Why do I enjoy not only playing him, but I get nervous and I sometimes... lose because I guess whenever I don't want to lose to him because it's really? Like a constant what's it called, like rivalry,
and you I can't fight him. Rival. Okay, so I got that's a layered complex question. I'll say this, you enjoy playing that game in general just because you enjoy it,
yes,
right?
But then when it comes to him,
but I'm going to preface this that so our polycule started as a poly V with myself and Big Cat being one of my boyfriends, and then I have another boyfriend, and I met them at the same time, for those who didn't hear in another episode, but they were actually friends since high school, so they've known each other long before they met me. And
would you fucking drop our social securities out there?
Well,
too?
Look, I'm just saying it because people wouldn't understand. That adds a layer to the competition that you have with him. It's a different thing because if, let's say, perhaps I was the hinge between the two of you and you both didn't know each other at all, it would be a different kind of tone to the, you know, the rivalry that you have with him. It would be a different type of thing, but you have a pre-existing friendship with him.
Yeah.
So it's a, like, I felt that was important to tell the listeners.
Yeah.
You know?
But... you know, she's been kind of wonky lately. Of course, we're all human. Sometimes we don't like our friends sometimes. And this...
We all have highs and lows and... Oh, wow. We'll be...
Right back. Goddamn. I hate when people call me in the middle of the shit.
I wonder how they get through, though.
I don't know. Fucking Apple failed me, nigga.
They did. Yeah. His D&D was on, but here we are. Anyway, where were we in conversation? About the Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah, so it's a game, you know, where you could test your rivalries and then who's better. Because we're not going to do a strength competition. This isn't the barbarian age. I'm not going to fucking beat him over the head and then show him my dick.
Oh, I mean, okay. I'm going to say this. male ego is a thing, you know? Yes. Male ego is a realistic thing. I think, like, if I were to break it down, I could, like, probably break it down to, like, 3 points. You enjoy playing that game with him because it's a metaphoric fight that you get to have with him.
Yes.
You get to pick strong characters and battle to the death. You know what I'm saying? You would never want to fight him in real life.
Absolutely not.
Like, you guys are, like, basically, like, brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's, like, that's not what you want to do to your family, but they could frustrate you sometimes. And yeah. Then, you know, sometimes you want to make them feel, you know, like, you got to flex on them. So it's a way for you to flex on each other without, like...
physically.
Without any, like, physical or... without getting toxic in our actual relationship.
Yes.
You know?
Because the game is an outlet. That's what it is, an outlet. You don't play fucking Grand Theft Auto because you really want to murder hookers and do blow while you drive fucking 90 miles an hour blowing every fucking red... fucking sign.
No.
I gotta stop using fuck as a fucking...
Yeah, it's not an in-between word.
Yeah, it's not.
It's like, good. You know how some people are like?
Yeah. But that's my thing, being veteran. Happy Veterans Day, by the way.
Happy Veterans Day.
That's how we say fuck. That's
thank what we, you fuck. For your service, everybody, and your sacrifices.
Everything that you do. Don't kill yourself.
Don't.
Yeah.
There's friends out here for you. There's people out here for support if you need it.
And stop doing fucking push-ups. Check up on your friends. Push them never brought anybody back and won't stop them from fucking killing themselves.
Yeah, that was our PSA for the day.
Yeah, okay.
But I think that you like beating him because it's a virtual my dick is bigger than yours, take that nigga type of shit.
It's like, no, because I also want to get better at the game, right? And he's really
good at the game too.
Right. So you really want to improve, but it's also like that extra juice spot, you know? Like, when you come, not only do you come, but you squirt. That's when I like that shit.
But I feel like you'd be like, you're like an alcoholic for that game.
I am.
Like, once you, like, you know, metaphorically speaking, you get one drink, two drinks, and the next thing you know, once you start feeling your buzz, you can't stop. And then you get a blackout. You know what I mean?
But if I'm losing, I'm just like, I gotta get the fuck off.
Okay, so then let's unpack that a little bit.
It also has to do with some gambling addiction I have, but that... I'm never...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've never seen that from you.
Yeah.
Like, but you do have a very indulgent personality when you find something that you like. So, okay, I'll say this, that I have expressed to you in the past about you playing this game with him. When you lose, you fucking are a sour ass.
I am.
And you are in a bad mood.
I don't want to get kissed. I don't want to get touched.
I didn't do it. And why are you letting that game get so serious to you?
I know. You should ask the same question to somebody else.
But when he loses, he doesn't act like you act.
What was just that? What the fuck just happened?
Right now?
Shut the fuck up. Don't...
Okay.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
You want to move over there or cut over the...
No, we're not going to cut over that. You know what just happened? If we're going to keep it real. What happened is that you were being an extreme asshole with all that shit talking and sound effects and all that riding his ass while you were playing the fucking game. So by the time it was done... he had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder because of how hard you were fucking him in the ass while you played in the game. Okay?
Oh, it felt so good.
Exactly. But...
but why should he take it out on you?
But he... okay, so he's saying that he took it out on me because I went to give him a kiss and he was like, hey, don't touch me. And I was like, what the fuck did I do? I was just sitting here. Okay, but that's like 1 out of 100 times for him as compared to if you lost 100 times. If he lost 100 times, that's the one time that he did that. And if you lost 100 times, it would be... 100 times that you was like, no, you know what? It would be 80 times that you was like,
okay, cool. Right, fucking sue me. Write a fucking book.
I'm just trying to say, like you get, you're not a graceful winner either. You're a sore loser and
I am a graceful winner. I just, there's something about it.
Particularly with him. Smug. You're right, because you're not like that when you play with your other friend.
He does have a smug personality.
When you play with Al, who is... That's Big Cat's podcast partner for his other podcast.
Sons of Black Phillip, get your shit together.
You know, but when you play with Al, you're not like that. It's like fun and it's games.
Yeah.
You know, and if you lose to Al, you're like, damn, bro, you beat me. And you're still, I can still give you a kiss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Now, if you lose to Babe, you know what I'm saying? Then you're like, And I'm like, but what is that about?
Because he has a small personality. He really is smug.
He does have this look on his face sometimes. This is true.
Yes. Like, he knows the next step. Like, that's the only problem I have with him. Like, if he was just gracious with it, I just never...
Okay, so...
Shit.
because Al doesn't get that, like, smug disposition, you don't react that way to him.
And he doesn't, he's just like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't talk
to him. Damn, I wish this was a visual medium.
I know. That's what it is. Al, he teaches, and then he learns.
And he also gives pointers. I've actually, you know, seen you all play. I also think, okay, so I don't want to say this, but oh my God, let's paint into gender roles here for a second. Let me swirl my hair and my fingers. Mm-hmm. You feel away because your girl sees you lose? Like, does that play into it?
No, but it adds to it.
Okay.
Because have you noticed multiple times we're like, hey, don't worry about him, baby. He's just mad. He's fucked him in the ass.
Audience, he makes such sexual references.
I say some shit like, oh my God, it's can't like believe highly you took offensive. All that dick in your asshole. They're like,
it's whoever, highly offensive.
But it's both of us. You see,
yeah, they do.
After you fucking beat him into submission, you gotta say some wild shit like, how did my dick feel sliding at your asshole
fully coming? And this is the type of shit is what I'm trying to say. Now, he talks like that, you know what I'm saying, to our other partner, you know what I mean? Or to his, game. Okay, let me rephrase that. He talks like metamore? That to his metamore. That was the word I was looking for. He talks like that
Minotaur.
To his... he talks like that to his met... Big cut. Talks like that to his metamore, meaning my other partner, right? But he doesn't, like... He only talks back like that when you take it there. Like, he follows your lead. He doesn't start out with the spicy spice. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? He gives it back
see,
to
so
you.
See, so this is the thing you don't see. It's this shit that he talks underneath his breath. And I bring it up to the fucking surface.
Wait. Under his breath, he's muttering things you can hear?
He makes it barely audible. So I have to respond with the sauciness.
Okay, well, I'm not sitting there listening closely to someone's breath. You know what I'm talking? Yeah.
It is what it is, baby. And it feels so great.
Okay, but I think that... I don't know. I don't have words for this because I've always been puzzled by how come it goes there. I know why it escalates, you know? I get that part. But I'm just always puzzled by, like, why do you get so, like... You just get so, like, enraged at certain points. Like, I just am shocked.
Enraged?
Yeah.
What do you mean by losing?
No. Like, as you're winning, you're still mad and angry is what I'm trying to say.
It's hype. You who the fuck you don't know how man... Like, when a nigga dunk all over somebody else and put his fucking nuts in his face, what he say? To a bum ass off the court, bitch ass nigga. Like, you know, it's like that feeling of like,
Okay, so
men are different.
It's a primitive.
I'm sorry. I'm cisgendered men looking the frontal lobe. Like, okay, it is what it is.
Okay, so it is, I would say, maybe like a machismo thing that men have going on with each other.
Don't you do it your own way?
What do you mean?
Don't you do that? Like, you're...
Oh, please. You're the one who says that I walk around like I'm better than everybody.
Because you think you... Okay. Nah, fuck that. Bring it up to light. So, people tend to not like you. Why? Explain.
People tend to not like me?
I mean, not...
I don't
not
like just, how... You're like, upbringing. Why would you say that?
I didn't mean it like that. What? I gotta have a press conference now?
No,
you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of...
I don't.
Your attitude's kind of off-putting sometimes.
My attitude can be off-putting. Okay, I can agree with
better?
That.
Better?
Yes, that's better.
You want to have an apology letter? Like, come
no,
on.
No, but that's a different thing. I think perhaps my attitude can come off off-putting, but like when people talk to me, you know what I'm saying? They don't, like, they're like, huh, okay. You know, it's kind of like
but
that
what's
thing.
The demeanor you give off?
I don't, here's the thing.
Do you walk taller than everybody else?
I am taller than
Do
everyone
you have
else.
A smug... Like a smug, not even like a smile. It's more like a sneer, I'm better than you smile.
It's not that I'm better than people.
And you talk to people like that in that tone.
Well, if I could finish a sentence, maybe I could give you an answer to your question.
And you do shit like that.
See, exactly. I did that just so that people get an example of what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that I don't think that I'm better than someone. I have a standard of which I hold myself to. I have a way that I think about myself like everyone does. Everyone has a personal narrative about themselves.
Uh-huh.
I'm 6 feet tall. I am taller than people.
Okay.
I'm going to naturally tower over the majority of people that I'm around, and I stand with posture, you uh-huh. know, with my head up, because I have this thing called self-esteem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if I walk in a room and I'm standing at my posture and I'm making my way through and I don't know you and you're not my friend, I'm not going to come in with the kumbaya smile on my face. That's not my nature. You know,
okay.
I'm going to come in and I'm like maybe have resting bitch face, to be quite honest.
Right.
But that doesn't translate to I think that I'm better than everybody. Right. You know, what that says to me is that maybe people who perceive it that way need to do a little more self-assessing about why my presence makes them feel that way. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I also feel like perhaps I have, you know, like self-confidence, or we're talking plain language. I have an alpha type personality, you know? Betas might perceive that and think that, like, I'm mean, or might think, like, what you said, they somehow process it in their brain that I think that I'm better than people. I don't think that I'm better than people. Every human being deserves equal respect.
Right.
You know? And that's all I'm saying.
But I'm not saying anything. There's been some times, now I'm showing you my belly when I'm saying this. Don't attack me.
Okay.
All right. And there's some time where you come off as rude because of that.
I don't disagree.
Okay.
But, okay, so I'm from New York. I'm going to say that. And I grew up in Bed-Stuy. And I feel that that doesn't mean that I get a pass for having social graces. You get me? Right. That's not what I'm trying to say. But what I'm saying is that people
product of environment.
Yeah. Well, not just product of environment, but people are influenced. You know what I'm saying? When you come up in a certain way that you have to know how to defend yourself, how to react over certain things, or whatever, you know, it influences the way that you function in society as adults.
Yeah.
You know? And also having to fend for myself from such a young age additionally. You know, so a lot of things that perhaps the majority of other folks that have this opinion of me have not experienced,
or
you know what I mean, or cannot understand where that perspective is from. So genuinely, you know, to the friends of yours that feel that way about me, communicate that.
None of my friends feel like that. Okay. They all like you. This is just in general. See, you were looking for and for any of you motherfuckers.
I mean, I could
listening.
Be spicy and talk about the specific thing where what I'm referring to.
Why would you do that?
Okay then, baby. So then don't say that all of your friends like me.
Well, they like you, but you can be off-putting.
I agree. And I try not to be. Okay. And then I also try to be conscious of
That's all I was trying to say. I was like, okay.
Well, I also try to be conscious of other people's comfort levels. If I can tell that somebody is extremely mild-mannered and me just existing is too much for them, then, you know, I can tone it down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because some people can't take all of this fucking bright colors, all of this, I'm in the room, 6 feet of me, all of this, yes, I will strap on and take your man. They can't take it. And it's not that just because I can doesn't mean that I'm going to, you know? And it doesn't mean that I should be punished for existing as I exist.
Okay.
But people deserve to have considerations made for them.
Cool.
What's up?
Where did we... Yeah. We go this way.
Why did we go this way?
Yeah.
Because we're talking. That's what happens in conversations. Yeah, you go places. Ain't that our podcast?
Yeah. You think I do that?
Do what, baby?
Make myself.
Yeah, you
posture up.
Yep. You posture up in different circumstances. You posture up when you hear something that you don't want to be told. Like when someone calls you out on your shit.
Right, but I am in the
You're getting
stages,
better on that. You're getting better on that.
In beginning stages, I'm asking, am I approachable? And am I approachable human being? Am I? That's the one thing I'm getting at, baby.
In most situations, yes. Depending on how long it's been since you've been at the gym or what happened or what your temperament is, like, let's say if something roughed you up and has you feeling a certain way, you're going to hit the streets with a certain attitude. You're going to enter a space with a certain attitude. Mm-hmm. But your default setting is not that. So, that's what I'm saying. I don't think that my default setting is to be a cunt. I think that my default setting is come in a room, be who I am, you know?
Right.
And I talk harsh. You know, I have been called abrasive. Things like that. I think that, especially being a woman of color, being a woman who is of a bigger stature, you know what I mean? Like, I'm slim, but I'm tall. You know what I'm saying? So I'm taller than most men.
Right.
You know? And so I have opinions. I will be that squeaky wheel, you know? And people don't want to hear it, you know? And so that gets associated with a lot of negative characteristics by default. You know? Like, instead of being assertive, you get labeled as aggressive. you know?
Yeah.
So those types of things, like things to consider when taking an assessment of me.
So bringing around full circle, when we talked about DBC fighters.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I like that sometimes? I get to do that during the fucking game because I'm not like that in real life.
It's an outlet, like you said.
Right. That's all we're going to get at.
No, you good, boo? I was there with you. It's okay, so I think for the DBZ fighters...
Did somebody open the fucking door?
I don't think so. I don't know. Fuck her.
I would fucking hope not.
I can't. All right, so it's an outlet for you to work through some aggressions that you may have with your metamorph. It's also like a pastime, you know, it's a de-stressor for you. You know, but it's not always toxic. I want to say that too. They do have fun. Y'all have fun with that game. Y'all enjoy each other's company, but sometimes it is toxic. And I'm just like, damn, you want to punch him in the face that bad? You want to punch him in the face that bad?
To be honest, after that fucking, the first few rounds where it was disparaging the amount of losses.
Oh, it was, it was like you had two.
What changed was his brother came over, and that's the, when too many dicks get around, it's like when bitches have periods together in sync.
Oh, no,
baby.
You
just gotta put it.
What happened was, is you wanted to wave your dick around in front of his brother so you could let him know who was the winner out of this situation and amp it up. So that you could be like, look at me beat his ass. Or, look at me fuck him dry. Do you see it?
Oh,
like, that's
God.
Basically
that's
what
it is. Exactly. That's all it was. It's all in good, clean fun. Because men need that fucking outlet. So they're not out here pillaging and murdering.
I think everyone needs that outlet in some way or another.
Because, right, sure, but...
Because that's why they say women premeditate murders. You get what I'm trying to say? Because they right. build it up, and then they figure it out. Like,
yeah.
You know, so...
Okay. Good luck.
the things that just happened in my head.
Yeah.
Moving on. I think that was good. Should we wrap it up?
If you want to wrap it up.
I think we're good.
Good.
So, what do you want to promote, Boo-Boo?
Sons of Black Phillip, Crazy Guy Conversations, Big Cat Fitness on IG, and Dutchess Zane on all platforms.
Hey, he's learning. That's my boo-boo kicks.
Yeah, well, fuck
we'll see you next time.
All right.
Oh, thanks for listening. Email.
Email time.
No. Email us at crazycatconversations@gmail.com with your questions, comments, concerns.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because nobody sent us a fucking questions.
It's all right. We'll go in next time. Right. And Spotify, Apple, Google Play, blah, blah, blah. Rate us 5 stars and subscribe for updates.
Yeah. Bye. iTunes, Spotify. Love it. Mwah.